Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Michelle Manders from Palace of Peace Talk Radio, and I'm accompanied by my host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, who is in Cary, North Carolina, getting ready to zoom off to Hollywood again. And we're just having a little pre-Mercury retrograde vent and blowout. And so I'm feeling much better.
Good. That's what friends are for.
Thank you, Faith. Oh, my word. Jeepers. I mean, talk about September being the turning point and time of change. This one feels like it has slapped me silly. It's like six love. And it's only been 3 days. I mean, it was like it kicked me in the pants on Sunday when the new moon in Virgo started. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? Where did that come from? It's a new moon. It's not supposed to be like this today. So all my little red flags went up, and, you know, all the little defense mechanisms, those knee-jerk reactions when you're dealing with your own shit, and it's kind of like everything starts kicking in, and it is about, you know, just learning how to handle these times differently, but it doesn't make the caustic feeling any less caustic than it is. So, hello, good old Lord Mercury.
Yeah.
He's already got me by the shorter curlies, and the retrograde only starts tomorrow, technically speaking. So, but welcome, everyone, and hello, Faith. Thank you for so kindly being my sounding board before we went live. So I shall keep quiet now, and you continue.
Oh, no. It's been, for me, there has been so much going on with this project, with the Middle East Phase 2 project, energetically, and the effects of what's going on through the Palace of Peace work that we're doing. And we invite you to visit the palaceofpeace.net website. And on that page, you can go to the far right and scroll down and click on Middle East Phase 2 Project to get a great overview of what this is about. and this is why I wanted you kind of to talk about this gargantuan project and the energies this month. Honestly, in all the years I've been working with you, and since you started the Aquarian Rising Projects, which the Masters actually coordinate and Michelle heads up, as we assist Mother Earth in rewiring her through her grid lines, as we receive more of the light and as the world changes to be a more heavenly place, if you will. I thought maybe it would be a good idea, Michelle, if we could just talk a little bit about that and the energies this month, as well as what you're seeing in the work that you do. The projects, basically, the outline, and then what you do. So if I can, I'll just be quiet for a moment, and we'll just start at the beginning. Talk a little bit about this Middle East project, please.
Okay,
you're going to
Thank
be
you,
on
Faith.
A pilgrimage with. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Faith and I decided that today Faith was going to interview me around all this work. So this is why we're giggling and snorting and sniggering. And also, you know, we've got the Mercury retrograde happening tomorrow, as you all know. I've mentioned that a few times already. But its nature is to also, well, the tendency is at times just to scramble communications. You can't find the right words to express what you want to say. And it feels,
Amen.
It sounds like it's just verbal dyslexia, but at least it's amusing. All right, so we are currently working on the second phase of a massive project, which is spanning over a period of 12 months. We're into the second phase, and our first phase, Romania and Hungary, was a key part of the energies that were being activated because there is a connection to the Bucegi Mountains in Romania and the Middle East herself. And it was the second stage of the grids and clearing and healing of energies for Hungary and Romania specifically. And our third phase happens with a physical pilgrimage to Romania in the beginning of August 2016. So that will be the phase three of that project. But where we are now with phase two of the Middle East project is focusing only on the Middle East herself at the moment. And there was information that I was given, I can't even remember, it might have been the beginning of this year. Time, I just lose track of time with so much information coming through. Anyway, it was one of those moments where I had to spontaneously just start writing or typing, depending where I am. And the information that came through, which started this whole Middle East project, being our longest project we've ever focused on in relation to one country specifically. Usually it's a 3.5 to 4 month process of focusing stage on a specific region on the Earth's body. And we began the Aquarian Rising 2020 Universal Projects of Light in December 2012 with the Pilgrim's Return Project to Egypt itself. And the information that came through was that the Middle East is considered to be the sacred crystal belt of Christed crystal consciousness and is the bridge between heaven and earth and the realm holding all these magnificent sacred keys that unlock our personal, individual, sacred Christed crystal consciousness and then facilitates and supports the further activation of our crystal light bodies. And at the moment, working with Middle East Phase 2, Kutumi Agrippa, the master being whom I channel and who is the key overlighting benevolent being managing these projects along with Mary Magdalene and Jezebel and Guinevere, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael. But they are the key players or the key managers in this whole process. And we were working on the crystal body energizer and healing field channelings that had been given not too long ago. And these are available in the shop section of my website as well. So our crystal light bodies are receiving a powerful upsurge of energy and upgrade of geometric sound. And the geometric sound is vibrating, or rather communicating in unison with the powerful new languages of light that are gradually making their way into our higher consciousness and enabling us to further ascend our personal spirals of ascension, or often referred to as our personal stairway to heaven, where we are now in a position to reconnect with parts of ourselves we have never connected with on a conscious level in this particular incarnation. It is also a time in Mother Earth's modern spiritual history where so many human beings incarnated at one time are evolving at such a rapid rate. And this is a huge part of the predictions that have been made by a number of our ancient indigenous sacred tribes of Mother Earth. They have spoken of this time. And we are the rainbow light warriors who have returned to Earth to help reclaim Mother Earth. And the rainbow bridge is the seven major chakras of a physical body, and it's also connected to the Antikarana bridge. So all these energies are culminating right now in the month of September 2015, and there are powerful portals activating in alignment with not only what we at the Palace of Peace are doing, but in alignment with all the empowered, advanced light warriors currently gathering in their vast numbers to ensure that the energies we have been assigned as light warriors, in 100% alignment with our service agreements when we incarnated in this earth, these are all coming together now, and they are being triggered across the globe. So it's no longer a case of just a handful of people here or there doing as much as they can. This is now a global revolution. And the channeling that I conducted, I think it was part 8 of this particular series, the Middle East series, Mary Magdalene speaks about the Great Rebellion, and that this Great Rebellion is now happening, and the rebellion is made up of rebels with a cause. And I get, you know, goosebumps every time I hear those words or I think those words, because the time has most certainly arrived, and it arrived quite a while ago already. And we are these agents of light, ambassadors of light, messengers of light, who are standing up in our personal capacities and facing our darkest shadow, embracing our most vulnerable, weakest, and hateful aspects of self. And I'm going to use that word hateful specifically, because there are the parts of ourself that we have not been able to make peace with, that under this Mercury retrograde is coming to the surface to be acknowledged, because that imbalance in the relationship with ourself is causing imbalance within our body's energy system. And when there's imbalance within the body's energy system in this way, then it blocks the flow of the rainbow energy that keeps our rainbow bridge functioning optimally, so that we as human beings can now function optimally, because we are in the thick of our service contracts to whomever these beings are that we have committed our life to and whom we serve. I choose to call whom I have completely committed my role of service to. I call them the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. I serve alongside the benevolent beings of the light, be they ascended masters, angels, archangels, extraterrestrials. I don't care what the label is. I just know that who I walk with are beings of immense power and light. And through these projects, and especially this project right now that we're working on, preparing for our journey to our physical journey to Egypt, to Jordan and Israel, it feels like it's cracking open my heart chakra. And this kind of, I'm trying to describe it. It's almost as if there has been a deeply buried cavern that I hadn't seen before. And suddenly out of the blue, this crack has formed, and I didn't even know there was any more depth to what there was inside of me. And as this place is opening to reveal itself to me, it is a huge outpouring and gushing out of some very painful feelings and emotions. And the thing that is so different about this, and this is what this Middle East Phase 2 is bringing up, because it's also reflecting what the refugees of Syria are going through. They have been completely uprooted from not only their base chakra, but completely ripped apart on a heart chakra level. They have been forced out of their home space. Their tribe has been completely shattered in terms of sense of safety. And even the people that are still trapped in Syria, it is a signal to all of us that there is something far grander than us that is at work at the moment, and it's tearing open all of these painful and in some cases excruciating dormant places we did not know existed, because as those energies come pouring out, these powerful ascension wave energies are enabling us through the release painful feelings and memories to ascend to the next level of truly understanding how to love every part of our nature. Now, another vitally important part of our projects, and the thing that a lot of people sometimes fail to see as being perhaps the most important part of any person's individual participation in our projects, although there's a tremendous amount of information that is provided to what we call our core guardian group, who was bestowed the magnificent name by Kutumi Agrippa some time ago, giving us the name of the Emerald Ray Clan of Guardians. And recently, we've welcomed the Amethyst Ray Clan of Child Guardians, who are children whose parents are part of the Emerald Ray Clan of Guardians. And these children are now rising into their own light and coming to see their own power. And this is as a result of the genetic connection between parent and child. So I'll get back to that now. So because of that, it shows how important it is to concentrate on addressing every single one of your personal issues. And one of the most important prerequisites in being accepted to participate in our project is that you are 100%, and I mean 100%, committed to rising above every single debilitation, fear, and insecurity that you are and have faced in this lifetime. These projects are so successful, and our lives are changing to the degree that they have changed and continue to change as a result of our passionate dedication to completely rising above these challenges that have, you know, haunted us for so long. And because so many of our permanent guardians, the core group who've been working the project from the onset, as I said, which was December 2012, and a number of our guardians have been following my work and participating in the teachings for many years. Some of them I've known for more than a decade. So this energy is so empowering and so magnificent and so powerful. It is shifting these genetic imprints that have been stored in us, which I call the sins of our forefathers that we bring into each incarnation. That is what I believe the sins of the forefathers are. It is inherited karma, ancestral imprinting, and this is another reason why ancestral clearing is such an important part of this work. Included in the whole project itself is a lot of personal introspection, coming to really, really understand who you are as a person, coming to really embrace and accept and make peace with all these many and infinite aspects of ourselves. And for some people, it is very scary because it does entail revisiting things that caused a lot of pain in the past. But I can assure you that taking the time to actually address this is life-changing. So, of light warriors, We are currently a group of approximately 60 active permanently participating light warriors. It does change in number. It increases, decreases, because sometimes some of our participants need to take a time out for integration, that kind of thing. But in general, it's approximately 60 of us actively working. And as I said, you know, we are 100% committed to rising above the fate of the mundane world and allow this new paradigm of new earth living to become a part of our lives, weaving it into our lives. And because we committed to wiping our slates clean, we are simultaneously assisting and supporting Mother Earth in doing exactly the same thing. Because everything that we do, everything that we address, the project energies are all in perfect alignment with what Mother Earth is going through. And I am one of the people who have been assigned the role of serving Mother Earth in this way. I am an Earth guardian and Earth companion, and it is how I serve. And the people who choose to serve alongside me resonate with the energies that come through this particular branch of the entire worldly groups of light warriors who are serving in their personal capacity and group capacity to bring healing to Mother Earth. So we are one of 12 groups globally whom the Ascended Masters of the Light are working through in order to ensure that the golden age of peace be securely anchored on Earth. And there is going to be another major, major ascension wave and portal triggering, not just for a month like we are experiencing at this moment in September. This portal ascension window is going to be open for 2 years between December and December 2022. Now, according to my sources of information, which are the beings whom I communicate with, who I have been communicating with at this level as a channel, teacher, etc., it's been 20 years. So I absolutely trust the information that comes through. And these 2 years, December 2020 to December 2022, is such a defining time in our modern spiritual history, because it's also the time where Saturn and Jupiter conjoin their energies in Aquarius for the first time in decades. So with this conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, it signifies the final anchoring, and this again is my understanding of it, the information that I've been given, is the final stage of anchoring the Aquarian age. And because Aquarius as an energy is such a powerful energy in its ability to be the essence of humanitarian consciousness, or the essence of absolute cold, calculating, scientific, clinical cruelty, where there is no humanitarian aspect to it or essence to it at all. It is human beings versus artificial intelligence. That is it in a nutshell, if we look at where the energy of this month of September is propelling energy towards, which shall then be a part of the ascension wave that we experience in December 2020 to December 2022. All these energies culminating at this time is forcing shift happen inside of us, because Mother Earth is not holding back. She's not standing down, and she's not going to take any of this anymore. She too is a being within our solar system, and she shares space with Venus and Mars and Mercury, the Sun, the Moon, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus. And these systems all communicate an energy to us. And that I believe emphatically. I am an astrologer. I studied medieval astrology approximately 8 years ago. I started studying it. I have not stopped studying ever since then. And I am shown every day because I eat, sleep, and breathe astrology. So every day I am shown the magnificence of the sacred tool and how when you use the sacred mysteries of the universe for the greater good of the whole, using it to empower yourself, to better yourself, then it is something that no amount of money can buy. It is knowledge that every soul should strive to experience, because for me personally, it has been such a life-changing and soul-liberating art and tool. There's no other words I want to use, because it is an art coming to discover yourself through that modality or through that tool. And it is a tool in understanding more, digging deeper, furthering your own self. And I use astrology in everything that I do. Our core group of people who participate in the projects from the onset to the end, I provide a huge amount of information to each member individually. And my courses and my workshops that I run also provide an immense amount of additional information that adds to the process of empowering yourself as an individual, coming to understand these different energies that through us and how these energies can be completely released. So I must emphasize that these experiences, participating in our projects, are so successful and so amazingly empowering for every person participating in the core group specifically, because every single one of those people are totally committed to healing themselves, to rising above their fate and karma, and embracing their dharma and their true role of spirit, embracing their destiny and understanding, knowing, feeling, and living the blessings that we are in actual fact bestowed with every day. And, you know, one thing I must say, in relation to my process that I'm going through at the moment, is it's painful. It is, I can feel the kind of sting in my heart chakra as I just talk about it. But there is such a huge part of me that is saying, bring it on, not wanting to shy away from it, because I now absolutely believe that when I'm feeling this, this is a breakthrough time for me. It's a turning point. And I constantly set the intentions of wanting to know myself better. I communicate with my higher self and my fully mastered in Christ self of the light on a daily basis, asking those parts of me to guide my journey as much as I communicate with spirit for the same. But it's changed. The fear and the resistance around issues coming to the surface is no longer there. And I know it's going to be for a few days, maybe a week or two. I don't know how long it's going to take. These days, these shifts usually happen pretty quickly, and we shift through it pretty quickly. But astrologically, it is a bit of a tough time for me at the moment. But it's okay. And this is another physical manifestation for me personally of how empowering these projects have been. Remember, I channel all the information. I am advised as to what needs to be done and how it needs to be done in terms of the structure that I put together for each of the people in my group. And because I do it all, I cannot shortcut. I can't step back and go, oh, well, I'm the channel. I'm the teacher. I don't have to do anything. I've needed to do it all so that I can be sitting here right now and telling all of you just how incredible this is. I am not in any way or form saying that our projects will have the effect it's having on me for everybody, because not everybody resonates with me. Not everyone resonates with the energy I bring through, and I don't expect everyone to resonate with me. All I expect is that I fulfill what I have committed in my service role to Mother Earth and to my creators. That is all I am concerned about. But what we are doing can make a positive difference in your life. And if you can experience just an ounce of the healing and the liberation that I've come to experience working with these energies, then I've done my job, so to speak, because that will be enough, I hope and trust, to inspire and motivate you to continue getting to know more and more of yourself. And it would be absolutely awesome if you decide that Palace of Peace and the Aquarian Rising 2020 Projects of Light are the family of light, of spiritual light warriors that you would like to journey with. And we are happy to welcome you into our family of light if you are willing to, you know, present yourself and process your journey, honoring what we stand for, what we believe in, and honesty, integrity, loyalty, and trust are the four key pillars that hold our group together. And we endeavor as often as possible to embody and reflect the energies of joy and compassion and peace, love, and wisdom, so that these are the energies that communicate to our environment. And anything less than that has a pretty hard time getting through. It might from time to time, but it's different. That's my experience with the project. I hope I've covered everything, Faith, in that sense, if there's anything I didn't cover. But I am so excited about traveling back to Egypt next month. We leave for Cairo on the 16th of October. It will be my 8th trip back to Mother Egypt. We're going out to the deserts, my absolute favorite place. And then we're going to be making our way over to Jordan, which is, I mean, just so perfect because there's so many of the refugee camps there. So we will be in the center of it, being able to extend the energies to all these people. And then we finish off in Israel, and I will arrive with my husband back in South Africa on the 2nd of November. And with our physical pilgrimage through these three countries, the Desert Guardians are going to be returning. And in their return, it is, and the awakening of their energy, it is returning to our earth the consciousness that will enable the evolved adults of our world, whom are often called, what I call at times, advanced light warriors, the opportunity to now receive these pockets of advanced consciousness, integrate them into our own system, and then share it, let it out, whichever way we have been assigned to channel or project or radiate that energy. And for me, this is just such an honor. And in this process, we are also anchoring the 99 Star Code tablets and light language of Moses, which is also another massive body of work which is being incorporated into our projects. I first channeled the information in 1999, and I was present at Adam's calendar on more than one occasion where I received the downloads for this this information. And for those of you who don't know, Adam's Calendar is an ancient, ancient sacred site located on the African continent, in South Africa specifically, in an area called Kaapsehoop, which is the eastern side of Johannesburg. And the area is, province is called Mpumalanga. So I was there, as I said, on more than one occasion, received these downloads, sat against these magnificent rocks, the circle of rocks that are there. And so that information is now ready to be revived. I did teach the 99 tablets to a handful of people who have been holding that energy with me ever since then. And now that the energy is returning, they're returning as energies unlocking time locks that have been strategically placed across the entire globe. And now that Mother Earth is waking up and her energy is being restored to her original former glory, these 99 star code tablets and this language of light of Moses is now triggering these time locks to unlock. And twice I physically traveled to Mount Sinai, climbed it myself. I did it twice, okay? I'm not doing a third time. I did it twice. I've never in my life been so cold because you start to climb at 2 a.m. So we twice sat on top of Mount Sinai, and the energies of these 99 star code tablets were downloaded into Mount Sinai. And one of our guardians, she actually texted me over the weekend, and she said she's feeling this connection with Egypt and mass exodus and all of that. And these are the energies that are stirring because Venus has just recently gone direct. She spends 40 days and 40 nights in the underworld. This is reflecting the 40 days and 40 nights initiation through the desert, the 40 years in the desert, the mass exodus from Egypt. So all these energies are now connecting, are stirring. Egypt has, in actual fact, energetically, as far as the sacred information stored there, been in lockdown since December 2012. No sooner had Egypt been put in lockdown when all that huge political unrest began in Egypt. And this is going to now be the first time since December 2012 that we are returning to Egypt. So it's almost 5 years later. And the masters are saying they are ready to unlock some of the areas that have been in lockdown. So there is so much happening in the Middle East. And this Middle East that I've been speaking about is so powerful because this belt of sacred energy that's connected between the north and the south is kind of like the heart chakra of our planet, where north and south, that bridge between north and south, meet. And there is within this grid a Akashic library of sorts. And stored within this Akashic library is all the information that we need. It's kind of like a, what can I call it? Like a master key that then unlocks all the portals that lead to the heavenly dimensions. So that master key is located in the Middle East belt. And so every dimensional portal that is dormant and active across the globe has a master key or its replica, which is stored within this Middle East energy belt. And this, I assume or believe, is what I understand being the reason why the Middle East energy is so heavily, heavily attacked. The hostility, it's almost as if it's preventing people from gaining access to something. So they would rather destroy destroy the entire environment, people included, so that no one goes there, no one gets the information. I'm actually just quickly going in here to get the write-up that I wrote because I was looking for the exact words that I used. So, okay, here we go. All right, so I wrote, the Middle East is the sacred crystal belt of Christed crystal consciousness. It is the bridge between heaven and earth and the realm holding the ancient secret keys, I beg your pardon, sacred keys, that unlock our sacred Christed crystal consciousness and crystal light body, which I discussed earlier on. The war in the Middle East is purely to prevent us from tapping into the realm of the Akashic records. That information will completely set humanity free because it provides proof we are Christ-like in consciousness. And if enough people realize this, the dark stronghold on Mother Earth will be a thing of the past. Thus, the time has arrived with the Ascended Masters who I work with and report to, namely Ketumi Agrippa, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Lord Merlin, Mary Magdalene, Guinevere, and Jezebel, have instructed us at the Palace of Peace to erect this team of light warriors and light workers focusing on the Middle East for this duration of 12 months. There are portals to the heavenly dimensions in the Middle East, and the doorways to every dimension we are permitted to access is housed along the entire Middle East belt. This belt of energy is like the master key for all portals, right? I mentioned that. So this in itself should explain why it is such a hostile environment and so fiercely protected. The Dark Ones will go to every length to stop anyone finding out about it, let alone accessing its energies. The Dark Ones cunningly used its power against humanity, and because of this, we can now understand why religion is so fiercely disputed and savagely executed there. This further proves the power of the truth lurking beneath the hatred and malice the false gods have created within the hearts of the people native to those lands or influenced by their religion. This belt of sacred energy is the bridge between north and south and the connecting point between heaven and earth. Within these libraries lie blueprints of all existence and hold many truths that will destroy the lies that our modern society has been constructed upon. These keys revealed will bring an end to all poverty, suffering, and fear. We are now stepping up as they are commanded to stand down. We are a team of light workers and light warriors, pooling our strengths and skills together, harnessing the power of our unified heart consciousness and making a tangible positive difference. We are joining hearts, talent, light, and intention as one and making it happen. This is an infiltration mission as much as it's one of our biggest peace love generating projects to date. We are on a mission to lock down the dark force strongholds purely through the power of focused intention and bombarding the Middle East with love, peace, and true freedom consciousness energy, and simultaneously enabling our team of infiltrators to begin accessing the Christ Crystal Consciousness Library and activate the Time Locks unlocking. The unlocking sequence in its fifth phase will occur over a period of 12 months. Right, so this is where we are now. And we have not as yet been given access to the libraries. The team of infiltrators, as they've been called, are still being prepped for this, and this will probably all happen in stage three or phase three of the Middle East project, which includes working with Zimbabwe and is part of projecting the same energy to Zimbabwe that we are projecting to the Middle East and facilitating the same disintegration of the dark stronghold there with the leader of that country. So that is it, kind of like the best way I can describe these projects and all the different effects that it has. I have noticed right from the onset of these projects, every country that we have focused on and done work in and on, we have traveled physically to a number of these places, there has been something that has always come up in the news about how the energies are shifting. When we were in Athens to do the work in Greece, which that project was the fall of the False Gods project, we were dealing there with a whole bunch of, I can't remember, was strikes or what was going on in Athens.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like there's so much happening, and I am so excited by the more physical confirmation that we're getting now, and the energies connected to Romania, which we are working in August physically next year with the trip, the Bucegi Mountains. Oh, I got that book, by the way. It arrived 3 or 4 days ago, that Transylvanian Sunrise. And it is driving me nuts because I want to read it and I've got so much work to do. And I'm kind of like grabbing, you know, 5 minutes here and reading bits and pieces like that. And I am just blown away by what's written in this book. And
what's
there was
the
a section, a Transylvanian Sunrise. So when I was sitting, I think yesterday, getting my children off to school, I've decided now I'm taking my book. So when it's bumper to bumper and we're not moving, I'm reading little paragraphs. And there was a part in the book, and I can't even remember where it was, but the language that this man uses is what the masters use.
Oh,
he
wow.
speaks about codes and everything about codes. And I was going, oh, my God. This is like,
wow.
If I ever wanted confirmation from Kutumi Agrippa and the masters that what I am channeling is not absolutely ludicrous, then this is it. Because I'll have you know, I don't read any other channeled information from any channel whatsoever. Not because I think I'm better than them. It's actually the opposite. I choose not to have my consciousness influenced by another channel's information. That is one of my ways that I ensure the information is as authentic as it possibly can be, considering I am a human being and I do have my human filters. And I ask for those to step aside when I channel. But the less channeled information I read, the more confident I feel within myself that the information is authentic. I do a lot of study. I study immensely astrology. I'm also in the process. I'll be from January studying Jungian psychology as well, so bringing in all the archetypes. I am an absolute sucker for information, scientific information. So that kind of stuff I do invest my time and energy in, as long as it is knowledge that is expanding my awareness of the universe and my own consciousness and my understanding of my entire makeup. Because when I can understand that of myself, it enables the beings whom I work with to impart to me vaster, expansive information because I understand it and my body can respond to it. So it's not an overload or an overwhelm of energy. So it is just so incredible.
This is why it was so hard for me to do a brief write-up, because we only have an hour today instead of an hour and a half.
Mm.
There is just so much going on and so much evidence of what all of us as light workers are working on, and I know specifically because of the project we're working on and all of the attention on the Middle East right now. Can you just briefly talk about some of the things that we will see as a result? Because through the work that's come through you, there was discussion about exposing those who are posing as spiritual teachers, etc. And then I wanted you to also talk about your little experiment, looking at ourselves through the eyes of others, and in that loving way. And I know that's a lot to cover in like 10 minutes, so take it away again, Michelle.
I'm sure I can do it.
I know you can.
Oh, gosh. Chin wag nonstop. Okie dokie. Let me take this away again. So with this ascension window, the energies that are coming in are creating almost like a grand exposure where I think it was, I can't remember if it was Mary Magdalene or Kitumi Agrippa, because they're in and out when the information is being presented, spoke about discernment codes. And I think it was in the most recent channeling, part 9.
Yeah.
And in relation to the discernment codes, this is now enabling us to recognize more of these imposters. And these imposters are basically people who claim to be serving the light, serving the masters, and it's we've had this before when we actually, I think it was with the Greece project, which the title was the Fall of the False Gods. That was a cycle of exposing a number of the charlatans and false prophets, teachers, channels, etc. This is another stage of the same thing. So it's also 2 years later, almost to the month, actually.
To the day, yes. We were in
to
Greece
the day,
together.
Holy smokes.
Yep,
okay,
I know
so,
it.
That's all. I mean, that is just phenomenal. You see what I mean? There you go. I mean, it's, you know, the dots are joined. So this is this next flush of exposing people. So we can expect more and more of these false presences to be exposed, which then empowers us to take ourselves in hand and continue just working with ourselves, constantly striving for truth. And for me, self-love and acceptance is such a huge part of everything that I strive for and in my commitment to myself. And one of the things that I did to try and help myself with this, because it was kind of like desperate, and I was like, this is, I've got to find a way to heal this. And I began to ask that I see myself through the eyes of those who love me most. And there were times where I just thought, oh, crikey, this is not working, whatever, you know, speak to the hand kind of thing, and have a little meltdown and sulk and then, you know, pick myself up and carry on again. But it's under this Venus retrograde, it began to shift. And on the day Venus stationed direct, which was the 6th of September, I did have a breakthrough. And I began to see these things, and I realized how many of my little idiosyncrasies I had found myself being actually quite amused by, which in the past might have really irritated me about myself. So there has definitely been a shift as a result of that. So, well, here we go. Sunday the 6th of September, I was absolutely head over heels in love with myself. And a week later, a week and a half later, let's get through this. And I managed to just love myself through feeling this pain and going, okay, this too shall pass. And it's just, it's crazy. But yeah, I'm handling that differently, as I said. So was that the information you were looking for, Faith, that I
got, you know,
that
for
down
people
pretty
that,
quickly?
Yes, that was amazing. Because in summary, September has a great deal of light, you know, a great deal of empowerment for humanity, and most are unaware of it. And we specifically were given dates of September 16 for something that we didn't even talk about or have time for or even know what to call it. And then September 18th to the 23rd, is it, or 28th, where we have the Ascension window. Is it the 28th or the 23rd? Do you remember?
18th to the 28th, I think, according to just other Mary Magdalene Kutumi Agrippa. So the work that we were doing specifically, they mentioned 18 to 28.
Okay, good, because I remember I'm driving those through during that time across country, so I thought it was that. So, and, you know, basically people who are in tune or, you know, or would be listening to the program, what would that look like and feel like while these energies are going on? And particularly for those of us who are with families, loved ones, work, relationships that aren't yet, you know, at the consciousness level that we are, their soul paths are different timing. What would that look like for them? How do we help them help themselves? And I think that is key, and that is, if I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the more you know yourself and practice that peace while the chaos goes around, you will be that pillar of light. And to know with faith that all is as it should be, and to pull together with honesty, integrity, love, trust, loyalty, standing in your own light by knowing yourself, excuse me, and being there for people, they get their fears kicked up, or their worries and their concern and their lives look like chaos. And just helping people to understand that this is where there's an imbalance in your life, where it's time that the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light is assisting Mother Earth as well as her inhabitants to know heaven on earth. And it requires change, and it is challenge. And recently you brought through the law of challenge, which reminded me of the law of Saturn, the law of darkness, the law of ascension. You got to understand that Mother Earth is a place of spiritual growth, and you cannot intellect spiritual growth. It is something you feel. And we've all had experiences in our lives where we have faced some very difficult situations, and walking through that fire and finally making it, you are different. That is that phoenix rising from the ashes. So don't give up. Don't give in. Understand that things have to change. The economy is going to be impacted. Know that there's plenty, that there's higher solutions for things. And as Michelle said, really communicate with your guardian angel, your higher aspects of self. Remember that where there's fear, love is not present. So that means God, Goddess, whatever words you wish to use, need to be, that energy of love needs to be brought into that situation, and to recognize that and to really embody that for yourself first, knowing that you're worthy of it, respecting yourself of it. I love this, seeing yourself through the eyes who love you most. For goodness sakes, Michelle, you know how I feel about you. Take a look at yourself through my eyes, my dear. I just love you to pieces. And I think, if anything, walk away using that exercise and know that, you know, you'll have ups and downs. But for me, I always come back to myself. I've had a rough year this year, probably one of the toughest ever. But I always know I'll come back. I'll come back stronger. I come back to center. I know that there are invisible arms that love and support us, and they are helping us doing this work, bringing in heart note codes, discernment codes. There are so many things that we just don't see, that we're unaware of because we're so distracted by 3D living. So using your time wisely, putting your spirituality first, is what's going to change the world for you. Body, mind, spirit is not separate. And that is being brought home, quote, end quote, more now than ever. Understand that this is a very dynamic month. There is much coming in starting the 16th of September. We've got Mercury retrograde. For me here in the States, it's the 17th of September. But it is all good. It's all to bring in justice, fairness, beauty, harmony, all the things that represent the constellation of Libra as Mercury is visiting that. So it's an inward journey for yourself when it goes retrograde. So communication of the mind and what you're talking about to yourself and how you see yourself is this opportunity right now. So is there anything else that maybe you'd like to say or that I may have missed? Michelle, you did a great job. Thank you for the chin wag so long.
Thank you, Faith. Just, you know, in relation to the energies that are being anchored tomorrow, it is part of a new work that Mary Magdalene, Goddess Jezebel, and Lady Guinevere are channeling through me, and it's connected to one of the greater realms of the divine feminine, and it's the activation of the true alpha female codes. And it's got nothing to do with the alpha in the sense of that we know it. This is about the divine feminine rising and leading their life as empowered individuals. So with those codes being anchored tomorrow, it's also giving rise to the return of the divine masculine, because now it's this 16th tomorrow, the energies that Mary Magdalene and them are bringing in is the next stage and phase connected into the Bali project that we did, which was the unified twin flame upgrade project as well. So tomorrow is signaling the activation of the divine masculine and divine feminine, the true alpha codes of the true alpha males and females of our planet, which are the evolved men and women of our world. So it is a grand celebration. I'm really excited. So that's it about tomorrow. And thank you everyone for tuning in today, and being so open to hearing all of the information about what we're doing. Thank you, Faith, so much for being here and co-hosting with me, and all the best with your travels to Hollywood. And our next show will be,
September 29th. I'll be there.
That is it. Awesome. Great. So September 29th, same time, we will be back here with you on Palace of Peace Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And if you're new, thank you as well for listening to what we have to say. And to our regular listeners, please share this with anyone whom you feel will benefit. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful morning, evening, afternoon, wherever in the world you are. And thank you, Faith, for being here with me too. Love you lots, my friend. Bye-bye.
I love you very much. Thank you very much. And just a reminder, visit palaceofpeace.net for more information and for the information Michelle was reading from, and also faithparent.net to find information on me if there's anything I can help you with as well. We're here to do this together, hand in hand, and I'm very excited about this for all of us. And thank you again, Michelle. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Great, Faith. You too. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Have a
Bye-bye.
Good one. Bye.